Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And the killer of this whole thing, it started the whole inning for the Dodgers and the Yankees, the five-run fifth. Aaron Judge takes his eye off the ball to look at a runner from that's on first, and it's a short fly ball to center. Like there was any
was
way
happen.
He was going to try to
nothing was
tag
happen.
Up. I mean, nothing was.
Why
are you taking your eye off the ball to look at the runner? It is incredibly terrible. Incredibly terrible. How in the world would that guy ever advance? You were about 40 feet from second base. How is he going to tag up? And you took your eye off the ball. Let's get Tongue Dart in here. Hey, Tongue Dart.
Okay, so I learned that the Astros will forever have a better Game 5 against the Dodgers than the Yankees ever will in the World Series.
Thank you. 12-11. 12-11. But that's where we cheated, because we wouldn't have scored 12 runs if we didn't cheat.
You cheated, and you didn't earn it.
But you know, wasn't it determined that there were no garbage cans in the postseason? I didn't hear any banging. There was no banging.
That was the belief.
Yeah.
But no one cares about that.
Nobody cared. They got cheated. Somehow the Astros brought their scheme to Dodger Stadium and won two games there. That's right. Remember? Somehow they cheated with their pitching, and the Yankees scored 3 runs in 4 games at Minute Maid.
Yeah.
They cheated with their pitching. Somehow.
We don't even have to relitigate this. This is literally, you know, like I said, it's... I think you're going to find that most people in Houston, because we've had so many battles against the Yankees that we always come out on top of, you're going to be in the minority here. They may hate Joe Kelly, but they hate the Yankees. They hate the Yankees and Joe Kelly equally. I mean, who doesn't hate Joe Kelly? Joe Kelly's wife probably doesn't
hates
like
her.
Him a lot.
Hates him, yeah.
But everyone hates Joe Kelly. But the Yankees are a team that we've been their daddy, and the Yankees, I mean, I can never forgive John Boy. And I can never forgive that buzzer stuff. They're still idiots, and they need to be tased and put into a casket and buried alive. The people are bricked into a wall like something like the Count of Monte. Edgar Allan Poe, where you get bricked into the wall alive?
So you want them to be murdered?
No, we'll let them out right at the end. But if you still think buzzers were used in 2019, I'd like to see you bricked into a wall and then only saved at the very end.
Right, but we don't tell you we're saving you, so you have the fear of death.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's technically not a crime.
Well,
it is kind of.
It's still kind of.
I'm just scaring people.
Yeah.
No, but I let them out. We're going to let them out.
You're physically restraining them and putting them in a casket. Yeah, it's a crime.
I guess that's technically. Yeah, if you're kept against your will, I guess that's technically
a
crime.
You're holding someone against their will.
Is there a chance it's a misdemeanor?
Probably not. Probably a felony.
What if they do it willingly, but they're tricked into it? Go into this little small little area.
I notice you're getting more reckless now that you got that re-up from the NFL.
Yeah,
you're far more reckless.
Tasing people.
Well, I can just be honest now.
Burying people alive.
I can be honest like Devin Mostert's wife. I can say what I want to say, which is if you are that bad that you
by the way,
believe that Ramon Altuve is one of the nicest guys on the planet.
Devin Mostert is the wife. Raheem Mostert is the player.
Yes.
You said Devin Mostert's wife.
Yeah, Devin.
Devin Mostert. Yeah. Raheem Mostert's wife, Devin.
Yes. Yes. Right.
Yeah, but if you say these things about my little guy, Jose Altuve, one of the nicest guys literally in the world.
In the world.
If every day, if he could do a Make-A-Wish appearance every day, he probably would.
He probably could if he wanted to.
Wasn't there speculation?
The Altuve stuff and all that, for me, I can't do it with Yankee fans.
Wasn't there speculation when he first came up that he was a Make-A-Wish kid?
Only by people like you.
No, when he was small.
He was a little guy,
John,
playing.
Didn't you think it was like a minor league stunt when they brought him up initially?
Remember, he was a little bit pudgy. We couldn't believe him when we saw him.
You said that.
Yeah, you went way too far.
I thought that was your thought.
That wasn't my thought.
The minor league thing.
We might have said it years ago.
A minor league stunt that you had this little guy out there playing baseball for the Astros.
I don't think I would have said make a wish, but I would have maybe said minor league stunt. Do you remember him as a rookie? He was kind of a pudgy guy.
Oh, no.
And he was somehow raking the ball all over the field.
Wait a minute. That was, you know, in the doldrums. I think I was there. I'm not sure if I was there that. I think I was or there that night. And I was and somebody that was with us goes, "This is what we're doing. This little guy," and he didn't say little fella. He said, "This is our future." Yeah, this is our future. That's right.
What a future it was.
Yeah. Tom on a landline.
Look at the Jose Altuve rookie card. Do you even recognize that guy?
Oh, my gosh.
You even recognize him? He's not even recognizable. And he goes for $35 on his rookie Bowman baseball card?
Yeah,
pathetic.
That's sweet. Let's get Tom on a landline in here. Hey, Tom on a landline.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say the only better outcome would have been if both teams somehow lost. But I also wanted to ask about this raffle, you know, because with my dating history, I heard there was a cougar raffle. How do I get in on that?
Del, can you please tell him what it is? It's for Kansas State Wildcats.
I had to clarify. You guys are like, what do you mean?
No one's raffling off a person.
You guys, we all thought it was just Cougars football. No, I had to be specific. We're not raffling off Cougars because that's what I said. Cougar tickets.
Cougar tickets to the game on Saturday night.
A big game trying to win their second in a row in the Big 12. Got Kansas State coming to town.
There's no raffle that you get a Cougar.
No.
Okay? So, no. No, no.
Just go to the game. Maybe you'll meet one.
Ryan Clark. Okay, wait a minute. Ryan Clark dressed up as Bill Belichick in whiteface today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, my
God. Is he on TV?
That's Ryan Clark. Yeah.
He's not on TV, is he?
Yeah, he's on ESPN dressed up as Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick came out. Bill Belichick is on the show.
And he called him a racist.
No.
Oh, my God, Bill Belichick. I just saw the CC below. It said, I'm tired of you being a racist.
Wow, he's dressed in whiteface. Is this okay?
No, that's not a good
Not for me. Mostly because it's embarrassing for Ryan Clark.
Yeah. I mean, that is crazy stuff.
Wow. Wow. Ryan Clark dressed in whiteface was a...
Did not see
in
that
In Belichick
coming.
Face, no less.
Belichick whiteface. And Belichick was on the show.
Who okayed that?
Why can't you just wear a regular-ass dirty hoodie and say, I'm Bill Belichick?
That's what you're supposed to do if you're going to be James Harden. You just put a beard on, you keep your little white face if you're a white kid, and then you go on about your day.
Ooh.
You could have been Black Bill Belichick with a dirty hoodie cut off here.
This is what Chappelle did way back in the early 2000s on his show when he did his white character. This is just Chappelle. I didn't know it was so elaborate, the makeup.
Yeah, it was pretty.
It is pretty elaborate.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Did you hear? Do you think Yankee fans are going to look at Juan Soto the same way? Here's what Juan Soto had to say. I don't know what teams are going to come after me. Definitely. I'll be open. They asked if the Mets offered him money, would he go to the Mets? I don't know what teams are going to come after me. Definitely. I'll be open to this and every single team. I don't have any doors closed. I'm going to be available to all 30 teams.
I like that. That's the kind of energy that Gerrit Cole kept.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yankee fans going to hate him.
Oh, please tell me he came out with a Boris hat on.
He didn't. He's wearing
his press conference.
You know, he's still got his Yankee shirt on and his Yankee hat in the press conference.
I'll be honest with you. If he goes to the Mets, I'll be happy. That'll be a good one.
Yeah.
Mets literally stick it to the Dodgers. That would be.
What if he comes to the Astros?
I'll be fine with that.
You'd like that?
So I told John during the break, what if you traded off Kyle Tucker? You let Bregman walk, Verlander walk, which I think is going to happen regardless. And you made an aggressive push for Juan Soto. Now, the problem is he would be making about $20 million more per year than than Yordan Alvarez. Not a great look. You pay some for somebody else who's done nothing for your team, and you're
first
pay
of all,
him.
What is his pay?
He's going to be $50 million a year. What? I mean, do you think it's not?
Wow.
Well, he's not going to be an Astro. But I think
well, 50, if Shohei's worth 70, I guess he's worth 50.
Yeah, he's worth $50
million. He's not, but see, that's not establishing a market, though, because only two or three teams can pay $70
million. Right. And do you want the Astros to be one of those teams? The problem you run into is if you've been a fiscally responsible team that lets all of your guys who've helped get you to World Series, and in some cases win World Series, walk away from the team, you sign guys early to discounted rates, but they get money early, and then you bring in somebody else's player who's never played for you, and he's making twice as much as your, you know, most valuable Astro in the future, Yordan Alvarez. It's a rough look in the locker room. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I don't think. First of all, let's be realistic about it.
No,
okay.
It's like,
yeah, that's not.
Well, I was just having a fun little game there. Hey, what can we do to get Juan Soto? Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this Ryan Clark thing some more. I don't even know if I could classify this as whiteface. This is like Mission Impossible mask type stuff.
It does.
Yeah,
look like
that's
the only difference is it's not like even his
white
face.
It's not white grease paint on his regular face. This is like a legit.
Is it okay for a white guy to dress up as
guy? Now it's okay to wear a mask
with the mask.
You could always wear a mask.
A mask is okay, but blackface is bad.
My son can go as Kanye with the Kanye mask.
We have to establish.
Let's establish some rules.
Some rules,
because I'll give you some rules.
Some looting rules on this.
If you
looting.
Oh, we're still talking about looting?
If somebody puts on blackface, people will loot. Okay.
They'll get upset. I don't know if they'll loot.
Oh, they'll just get mad?
They'll be mad in the stand. Well, they'll have to loot somewhere.
It's going
to
be a lot of stuff on
as far as the scale, if you use like black grease paint on your face as a white person, you got a problem. But if you want to put on an elaborate Mission Impossible type mask and go at someone.
Well, it shouldn't be a problem.
It shouldn't be a problem.
But there will be people who will be, it's very problematic.
But I'm looking at this thing. This is full on makeup.
It is scary.
The wig. He doesn't look like Bill Belichick, but it doesn't look like Ryan Clark either.
You would never know it's Ryan Clark.
No.
No. The amount of money they had to spend for that had to be
tremendous.
Like that looks like something from a movie.
A movie, yeah. Like you wouldn't know who that person was unless they told you Ryan Clark was under it.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a vote and I had a gavel, allowed.
Oh, you would allow it.
Allowed.
So it's allowed if you wear a mask.
Look at that thing.
I need to know the rules.
I'm giving you a rule.
We can do white, but we can do blackface with a mask.
Oh, my God, John. No. Are you going to now shut your mouth about wanting the Yankees to win? Roy Oswalt, did you see what he did?
Mm-mm.
He posted a screenshot. And then he put where it says zero earned runs for Cole. It showed Gerrit Cole not getting to first base. And he put five with an asterisk under earned runs. And that's Roy Oswalt. Roy's not playing this. Roy is a true blue Astro.
Yeah. No.
Where did Roy get traded? Do you even remember?
Roy went to Toronto?
I was thinking it was Twins, but I don't even remember
where
Roy
he was traded. Pitched for a couple of teams after the Astros.
Astros Hall of Famer, three-time All-Star, gold medalist, business. Look, you can book him. You can book him.
What? You can
Roy Oswalt. What a great, great picture this is. Yankees left baseball fundamentals at the door tonight. Truly embarrassed for them, Roy Oswalt.
Roy pitched for the Phillies, then the Rangers, and then the Rockies he finished up with.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, oh, my God, he put in a five with an asterisk. And it's actually, he gets out of the inning if he covers first base. Aaron Judge drops a ball with a runner on first, eyeing the runner on first when he was 40 feet from second base. A shortstop throws one from short. Actually, he was in the hole at short. Can't throw it to third base. You want to talk about Little League? Holy crap. That was the worst inning I think I can ever remember. As far as fielding goes.
I think we got the wrong former Astro in the cauldron of honor with Jim Crane and Bagwell. Roy Oswalt says, "I'd like to see the Astros target Corbin Burns this winter." Me too.
Yeah.
One guy wants to target Corbin Burns. The other guy wants to target Jose Abreu.
I'd like to see you target Underdog Fantasy.
We gotta get the right baseball guys in. Who know the good players. Underdog Fantasy, really cool. I was dabbling in streaks yesterday. Streaks is one of their things where you can go up to 10. You can literally play like for something as small as $1 can win $7,000, $5, and then there's a $10 one. And what you do is you try to win. You can start off by putting 2, 3, 4. You can go all the way up to 10, but you just do it little incremental piece by piece, and you try to have your streak go as high as you can, and you can win unbelievable money if you get on a little bit of a hot streak, picking higher or lower in the cash games. It's called Streaks. You need to go check that out. They have boosts. Yesterday, there was a 31% profit boost on NBA games. They have deals where you get discounted 2 days ago, and I use this to win, by the way, use discounted prices on players' high or low numbers. So you had the number was lower on Jason Tatum. They dropped it by 4 total points in that game, so I went higher on total points. He got there. That was actually yesterday, as a matter of fact. And then you have games where they basically give you free winners. It's going to be 0.5, and all you have to do is go higher on 0.5, and it's an easy, easy win for you. And this is all part of the cash pick'em game. It's a great way for you to make real money, big money, up to 1,000 times your original play, and you can do that just by picking higher or lower on the statistics of games you're already going to be watching. So make sure you take advantage of that. Underdog Fantasy right now, go to the website or at underdogfantasy.com, or just go download the easy-to-use app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and you have an opportunity to get up to $1,000 worth of bonus cash. That's Underdog, promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Five star today? Yeah. No, he's tomorrow, right? Yeah, it's tomorrow, 9 o'clock. We got John Chill at 9 o'clock here to talk about good stuff.
Did you alert people to the other news for tomorrow?
The other news tomorrow. Oh, well, today I'm going to be at Nick's place.
Sure.
Lance might get there maybe in the second half.
Maybe. Okay. Depends but, on. But people I'm a little worried about this weather. I guess we're going to have some weather
today.
Yeah,
you see the lightning driving in? It was
nuts.
Yeah,
bad lightning.
I didn't see that.
But, oh, yeah.
But, I was already here.
But the bigger. Two, yeah, we know.
You two are driving
you're
in.
So now. Early.
I can walk to work.
But the big news is for people, particularly the people who watch us, we got a different producer for tomorrow.
Who's our producer tomorrow?
Michael Carroll.
No, he's on vacation, actually. I have to go to Lamarck for Bobcat of Houston, another live show.
You're gone again?
That's how it is. So you're going to have a certain Abigail here.
Abigail!
From 7.
That's what we want Abigail.
From 7 to 12.
I have nothing against.
Understood.
We love Mapes. Understood. But Abigail.
Yeah. So, nice. So it's a big day for some of you guys out there.
Yeah, she turns that camera off in there, doesn't she?
She does? I don't think she does.
She doesn't?
She would want to, but she doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think she likes being ogled the whole show.
I'll imagine that.
Most women don't.
Imagine that.
Ogled is a good word.
Yeah.
It's a good word for what's Twitch
going
does.
On. Yeah, you'll have a guest producer. She'll be squared away. We're going to get her all informed about what's going on. She'll be good to go.
Yep. We also, let's get Lola Rosa in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about the presidential election.
I'm sure this is going to be interesting.
What up, La Raza?
Hey, deportes, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Deportes to you.
Actually, I want to give a shout-out to my boy Luke in Pittsburgh State. Shout-out to him.
no idea what you caused with that. I actually went and watched him. And I'm like, this guy can run the – this guy's actually not bad.
So
he's
for
got
people
pretty
that
good
don't
size.
Know, go look up Luke – whatever his
Pittsburgh
last name
State
is,
tight
Pittsburgh
end, Luke.
State, number 86.
You'll figure out why this is a thing on the show.
Yeah. Shout out to you.
Anyways, in honor of the presidential election, I actually saw, you know what, I'm changing my vote. I'm changing my vote to John Granato. I saw this inspirational video of John running for president, and I wish I could show it on the air, but I know it's like a YouTube video. But that made me change. That I want to vote for John Granato for president.
Hmm. Wasn't that 2012,
that is
though?
An inspirational spit.
That was a 2012 election.
That was a 2012 election I ran. Yeah. I don't think I'm running again this year.
My son Mason said he's going to vote for me. It's his first year voting. He's 18. And in classic troll fashion, he wants to write me in. Yeah, my wife didn't like about that.
So, John, you're seriously going to run for president? How do you plan on doing that?
How am I going to do it, Sean? The way they would do it in the movies. I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Dell, we need to win this election at all costs. Sean, I don't care if the other stations have boring sports talk. Not here, not on my watch.
This was a Todd idea. This makes up for him getting us in the Hall of Fame. So he's even right now.
The visual is you just walking through the whole building, picking up stacks of paper out of people's hands and throwing them to make your point. Stomping through the halls.
John, who in their right mind thinks you've got a snowball's chance of winning this election?
Who doesn't?
And I threw all David's papers off his desk.
That was the visual bit for that.
You, so stupid.
You in a suit stomping through the entire radio station.
All right, Todd, you're even. One good thing and one bad.
I don't know. That's pretty funny.
That was pretty funny. You know, you grabbing people's papers and throwing it in the air.
It was stupid. That was
paid advertising by John Granato.
Yeah, I approve this message.
Man, I can't wait. I was thinking this yesterday. I can't wait till the election is over. Oh, my God. Well, especially the commercials in
these
L.A.
These ads are out of control.
Oh, my God. He represented a pedophile, and he stole millions of dollars. She may have touched you inappropriately. It is the worst. I am never.
I'm just trying to watch a football game.
I'm watching a game. Can we stop? One that Kamala is telling that Trump is Hitler. The next one, she's too stupid to run. It is the worst.
Yeah, well, it's over and over and over. And then comes, hi, I'm Colin Allred, and I approve this
message.
Kamala does is Ted Cruz said Colin Allred. It's just like, man, I'm with you.
Ted Political Cruz goes ads, to Cabo when you're freezing.
I don't see that happen.
That happened. Yeah.
But I don't think that I think this is the most political ads I've ever seen
ever,
in my life.
Ever.
And I don't watch network television hardly, only for sports. And you know what? Sports is heavily targeted for these for these ads.
It's
the most viewed.
It's the voting demographic. Right. Male demographic. And so, yeah, you are seeing it. But then you got, I mean, it is Charlemagne is on one ad talking about, I ain't voting for Kamala.
Yeah, he's in the beginning of a Trump ad discussing
one of her. But I don't think that's actually his.
It's not his viewpoint, but he was talking about a certain thing, that one of her policies, and, you know, you spin it as this is a negative. But hey, look, the black guy's in this ad that we're running.
It's brilliant.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Right. You take his words, and then you take the other guy, I can't remember his name, but who's with them on
DJ
the Envy,
is it?
DJ Envy. And then, but like, I didn't know if that's who, because didn't they had Kamala Harris on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
They actually had her in after all. So I don't even know. I'm at the point now where I'm not going to go dig in on what is Charlemagne the God stance on this? And I got to figure out, is he voting for her? Is he voting against her? I need to know what Charlemagne's thinking. I'm fine. We're good.
I don't care what anybody's thinking. Let's just get this over
that's
with.
That's where I land,
can't wait
too.
Till Tuesday comes. Good Lord. Let's just vote.
You think it's going to be over by Tuesday? Now, the ads will be gone, but this thing ain't going to end on Tuesday.
No, but the ads will be over.
This is going to be like a cricket match. Yeah. And I've never actually seen cricket. I just heard those matches can last three,
days.
Four, 5 days.
Yeah. No, they last days. Yeah. 713. I can't. 713-7803. I got to tell you this during the break. We will break it here. John Chill at the top of the hour. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Right now, we got Chastain Ford that we're talking about. As a matter of fact, I think I'm heading over there today. I want to go see the guys. I'm in town for a short time, so I want to run over there and see them. And that's where I buy my vehicles, man. I bought four from Chastain Ford, and every single deal was the best deal. Every single time, you got the best in service. You got the best vehicle that you possibly can at the price that you can afford. Very first time I was in there. And this is not just me. It's everybody, because when you go to the website, somebody will pop up in the lower right hand corner, and she or he will say, "Hi, how you doing? Can I help you with anything?" And then you say, "Yes, okay, all right. Well, let's start with where do your payments have to be." Because that's one of the first questions that you have to ask, because you want to make sure that those payments are not choking you, that you're not overpaying, that you have a great car buying experience. So be realistic about where it's going to be, how good it's going to be for you, and answer that question correctly so that you're going to love your car buying experience. And then when you get that established, Chastang is going to work their magic, and they do it all the time. No add-ons, no markups. Love them. You'll love them too. We're heading towards the end of the month. There's a lot of great deals going on. ChastangFord.com on 610 in Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown, Chastang Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yes. 835. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Oh, you can't? Okay. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, not only do we have... Okay, so... A couple of things. First, I want to give big ups. I hope Yanni's going to be able to come tonight. He went last time we went over to the Knicks. They've got, they've got a running feud for years here on the station. But we're watching the games at Knicks Place tonight, and I've got buckets of Coors Light. But Yanni came last time, and Yanni is the guy you go to, is your turkey go-to guy, okay? Fried Cajun turkeys. Get on the list now, because he runs out every year. So you want to make sure that you get your fried Cajun turkey this year for Thanksgiving. And Yanni will do the best job ever. So if you're looking for the best turkey that you can have for Thanksgiving, I'm telling you, you can't make a turkey like this. It's the best. So there's that. Tonight at Nick's Place, we're watching Rockets play tonight against Dallas. Okay. How do you like...
Make sure that game is on one of the TVs.
Oh, it's got a million TVs. Yeah. Of course it will be.
Yeah, they're going to get done up, too. You're going to get what the Spurs got. Don't worry, Dallas. It's coming for you.
Oh, you like the Rockets in this one?
Is it in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Not a lot. I think Klay Thompson could have been a terrible signing in multiple teams. I think he's an amazing signing for Dallas. I think you have two primary ball handlers who can create in Kyrie and Luka, and literally all he has to do is just catch and shoot. Oh my God, it's the perfect fit. It's a perfect fit for him. I think it's going to be a tough one, but I also think the Rockets are capable. I do think this will be a good game. I'm looking for a big bounce back game for Alperen Şengün. Go ahead and play higher on Underdog Fantasy on everything you got on Alperen, because I think he's going to have a big game. It's time for him to have a big game.
He's going to be up against Gafford and Lively and PJ Washington, right? So you would think that's easier, although Alpi had a great game against Wemby here last year. Great game. So, but this is going to be, and he only played 26 minutes the other night. So, and Wemby should be rested and well and be able to play. They're going along about as you would expect. Luka leads them in scoring at 27 a game, Kyrie's at 24 a game. And Clay is at 16 and a half. That's about what you would expect, right? Mm-hmm. He's a perfect addition for them to knock down three, because, well, they love the three anyway.
That's all you need. He has to do is defend a little bit and make threes. And he's got championship pedigree, something that Luka and – actually, Kyrie does have a title, doesn't he, with LeBron, even though he was hurt. So, but he's got real championship pedigree. Like, he's been part of it. It's good to get him in the locker room over there. I thought it was a great signing for them.
Yeah. Clay's shooting so far, 45 from the field, 42-5 from three.
That's what they want.
Yeah. And 16 and a half points. I mean, that's perfect. That's perfect. And you got championship DNA there, right? I mean, Kyrie knows how to win a championship. He did. But Clay's been there, done that, and... when we look at the West and we say, oh, the Rockets should be right there, and boy, they're so far they're not passing the eye test. they have too many lulls still. And I don't know that the rotation isn't what it's going to be. I know he's a rookie, but wouldn't you like to see Reed Sheppard play a little more? I know I saw where Ime works. Well, Ime works guys in slowly, okay? And when he comes in around and he gets, I don't know, he looked like he was pretty good in the preseason. Mm-hmm. Like, I know those are preseason games and they don't count, but guys were playing hard. Guys were trying. Guys are trying to make teams and whatnot.
You know, one player I'd remind you about in Rockets, and I know it's an older player, but Sam Cassell as a rookie didn't play most of the first half of the season. And then when Rudy thought he was ready, he unleashed him, and he really took over all of Scotty Brooks' minutes and became a monster factor in their first championship. Sam was just huge. I mean, single-handedly won at the end of the game against, what was it, like game three against the Knicks or something like that. He had this famously ballsy game. It wouldn't shock me if Reed Sheppard really had up and down minutes. Like the first game, he played 16 minutes, played two guard, played some point guard. But this was my concern with making him one of the favorites for rookie of the year. I still think there's a chance he comes out of this draft class as one of the best draft picks, if maybe not the best draft pick in the whole class. With that said, he's got too much competition for minutes this year. So I don't think this year is going to be the year that he really competes for a rookie of the year situation.
To your point, he played 4 minutes, 2 minutes, 7 minutes, first three games. Then he played 21, 23, 27, 30. But then he got cut back again.
Yeah.
1 minute, 14, 5, 20, 2, 2. Very inconsistent. Uh-huh. Very inconsistent at the start.
But at the end of the year, he took over Brooks's minutes. I mean, I remember this as a major talking point with Jerry Trupiano at that time, sports radio. And actually, I don't know if Trupiano was there.
Yeah, in the last month of the season,
he was the dude.
He had a couple of games, 11 and 17 otherwise. I mean, he played 41 minutes, 40 minutes.
Oh, he was taking some of Kenny's
23,
minutes.
25, 24,
it
29.
Wasn't, it wasn't just Scotty Brooks' minutes. He then started cutting into Kenny's minutes.
Yeah. Yep. So... Yeah, and then he got a lot of minutes in the postseason as well. And well, actually, I mean, he was playing 18, 21,
one of my favorite
20,
Rockets.
18, 18.
I mean, he has 3 years with the Rockets. That's it. And Sam, one of my all-time favorite Rockets is a little strong, but he was one of my favorite Rockets. You asked me top 10 Rockets, Sam Cassell, my whole life following him. Sam Cassell might be in there just because he was so clutch. I don't know. There was something about Sam Cassell, probably romanticized because they wanted my team that I'd follow won a title, and I'm there in my 20s, all excited. But Sam Cassell and Robert Horry had to go because the Rockets felt like their window might be closing, which is the dumbest thing in the world. All they did was shut it faster by getting old, which is kind of like you got to be careful about that. I had a conversation with Jason Stegen, buddy of mine who really knows sports. And he was talking about being just – he heard a sports talk guy in this market, one on this station, talk about how the Texans have to do something at wide receiver. They got to do – this is a desperate time. They've got to go all in. To me, that is the dumbest thing you can possibly do. This is a team that has a wide-open window. They have great young talent. The quickest way you can subvert your chance to be a sustainable championship caliber team is to start giving away draft picks. Because then all of a sudden the moves you have to make are free agent moves. And so now you're paying retail prices for everybody. You start paying for older players and you get artificially old. You don't want to do that. You and I went through the list of wide receivers. It's just not a lot of great options. This just may not be your year. It may not be your year, and you wait till Nico Collins get back, and you'll have Nico, and you'll have Tank, and you're pretty good with those two last year. You'll have other wide receivers. Robert Woods is a pro. You've got a couple of talented. You got three talented tight ends. Maybe you start using them more, and a much better running back than you had last year. A much better running back situation.
Mm-hmm.
You got. I wouldn't say a better pass rush. You still have Will Anderson and Hunter, but Grenard was really good last year.
Well, there are two guys at the top of the. There's only one team that has two guys, I believe, in the top five, according to Next Gen, as far as pressures go, and the Texans are the team.
They're the team.
Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr.
Yeah. So my point is, if this isn't the year, it isn't the year. You don't do something desperate and start giving away draft picks. You were already renting for a second rounder Stephon Diggs. Don't, you know, you had a chance to play it out and see what it looked like and all that stuff, but you weren't tied to him. I wouldn't exacerbate that by making another desperate move. Like, if you told me the Texans could get Cooper Kupp for a fourth rounder and you take on his contract for the next 2 years, I think he has 2 years left on his contract, I'd 100% would be in favor of that. You start asking me about third rounders, probably I would do it. Second rounder, absolutely not. Not giving away a second for Diggs as a rental and a second. And by the way, the injury issues for Cooper Kupp have been pretty substantial the last 3 years. He's missed a lot of football.
QB pressure leaders through weeks 1 through 8. Danielle Hunter's 1 with 51. Nick Bosa, 44. Miles Garrett, 41. And Will Anderson, 39. Zach Allen has 38. So you got I just doesn't feel – I don't know. I don't feel like, but I guess it is. Man, Danielle Hunter couldn't have played better in the last series against the Colts. He could not have played better. But I don't feel like I've seen him. Maybe he has been. Next Gen says, and Next Gen is pretty spot on. I mean, they might know more than me about that. They might, but I'm just saying, it doesn't feel like Danielle Hunter's made that kind of an impact so far.
He's come on.
No, well, last game he was awesome at the end. Couldn't have been better. All right, 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Since we were talking hoops, let's talk a little bit more about the basket that you're going to have at your house where the kids can actually dunk, Dad. The only way that you can do this. Well, it's not the only way. I guess there are other people. I don't know. They raise and lower the goal. I know where the push-up button now, as opposed to the crank. We back in my day, we used to have to crank it and raise and lower the goal. And then they had a drill, and now you got push button. I mean, it's incredible, the technology. Well, technologically, there's no better basket, period. With the tempered glass backboard and the unrustable stanchion. And, I mean, how perfect it is. This and Dad, the kids are going to love it. The wife is going to love it because it's got a curb appeal. The kids are going to love it because they can raise it up and out. They'll be lowering it all the time so that they can dunk. They can actually have fun playing. And you'll love it because the kids are outside and having fun, okay? So, Dad, there's one goal to get, and there's only one goal to get, and that's the Pro Dunk goal. Tell Keith Tate that you heard it right here. He's the best in the business, been the best in the business forever. Keith has been doing this for a really long time. ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Texans, I wonder how people... This is the gauntlet, man, that starts tonight. The gauntlet starts tonight. It starts with the Jets on Thursday Night Football. Then it's the Lions, I believe, Sunday Night Football. And then it's the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. Three straight nationally televised games for your Houston Texans. Right now, Kansas City has a 99% chance of making the playoffs. The Texans at 98%. Bills, 97. Steelers, 90. Detroit has an 88%. Washington, 81%. After these three games, what percent making the playoffs will the Texans have?
Ninety-eight
right now.
I'm gonna say.
So not only do if it's going to change, they have to lose, 80, and other teams in the division have to win.
Yeah, I would still the Colts basically. So I would say 86. I mean, unless somebody got a heater, but I would say 86%.
When these three games are done.
Yeah. So the Texans won one out
of
two.
Don't forget, you're three games closer to the playoffs as well.
Yes, right? If they win one, I mean.
So you'll be 11 games in.
The Titans have one win.
How many of these three will they win?
If they win one, they're fine. You also have a tiebreaker over the Colts.
Yeah.
So the Colts.
So if they win one game, they'll be 7-4.
The Colts play the Vikings at home. They're at home against the Vikings this Sunday. Joe Flacco is starting in place of Anthony Richardson. Vikings are small favorite, if I remember correctly. I think they're a small favorite. I don't think it's going to change much. I don't think it's going to change.
Yeah, the Colts, because Jacksonville's 2-6 and the Titans are 1-6. So.
Yeah.
So
they would have to get red hot. And anything other than that, you're only looking at the Colts.
Well, the Colts are 4-4. You've got the tiebreaker against them, as you mentioned.
So you have
they've got the Vikings, Bills, and Jets the next three games.
Who?
The Colts do.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be good for them.
Vikings, Bills, and Jets.
Okay, I'd like to change 97%.
Yeah.
After that,
it might even be higher. Mm-hmm. Yeah, might go higher than 98%.
I mean, we beat the Bills. I think the Colts play there. I don't think they're going to beat the
if
Bills.
They finish these three games at 1-2 and 7-4 overall. Isn't that about what we thought they'd be?
Who, the Texans?
Texans.
Not me. I had high hopes for this team.
7-4 is not high hopes?
Yeah, it's all right. I had higher hopes than that.
8-3, I would be thrilled with.
Oh, yeah.
Win two out of three of these
two games. Out of three of the next ones. You don't get Nico back until week 10 against the Lions.
I think everybody's already assuming that the Detroit game is a loss.
Oh, I'm not. At home for Houston, I'm not. Look, they don't – without Aaron – without Hutchinson, they are very dangerous defensively. But without Hutchinson as a pass rusher, it's a little – they're a different team. That's a team that should do – now, that's a team – if I'm the Texans, I'm not going out of my way to go trade for some second-rate wide receiver. I'm not doing it. But if I'm Detroit, right in the pathway of being the absolute favorite to win a Super Bowl, I'm trading for Trey Hendrickson. I'm saying, listen, Indy – I mean, listen, Cincy, you don't want to give him a contract. He was already talking about he wanted to get traded out of there because, you know, he's not going to get a new contract with you guys. Deal him to us. I would make a strong offer to Indianapolis to get Trey Hendrickson as a pass rusher because they're not going to have Hutchinson back, but isn't that really all they're missing right now? I mean, they could use a little better secondary play, more consistent secondary play, I should say. Terry Arnold's been pretty good. Brian Branch is phenomenal. And you could use, you know, a little better secondary play, but if you get a rush, a lot of that becomes moot.
Yeah.
Man, if they got Trey Hendrickson, that is the perfect addition for them.
You're talking about their defense. I'm far more concerned about their offense coming in here. The last 4 weeks, 42, 47, 31, 52.
Yeah.
What did you just say?
The last 4 weeks of their offense.
Their offense.
Oh, what they've scored?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They're scoring. I mean, they've got two great running backs that are completely different. They got a terrific pass catching tight end. They drafted and built an offensive line that the Texans.
Well, LaPorta
they
hasn't
had.
Been fantastic this year, but he's starting to come on a little bit now.
He came on last game.
Yeah, last game
caught a touchdown from the running back. How do you like that?
They've got the Packers this week, and then obviously the Texans.
Do you know they had 35 points when they had 35 points last week against the Titans? They had 9 positive passing yards. 9. That was by Goff. Jared Goff had 9 positive passing points.
Because he only threw for 85.
When they got to 35, well, you had a 90-yard punt return. Yeah. You had a 70-yard run by Jameer Gibbs.
You had Dave Montgomery throwing the touchdown pass.
Montgomery threw a touchdown pass. That's right. True. Right. Yes.
Goff completed 12 passes for 85 yards and threw 3 touchdowns.
85 yards and 3 touchdowns. And they blew the doors off.
52-14.
Those are some of like Lamar Jackson's
games. And
that was
52 points in three quarters.
When Lamar
won his score in the fourth.
First MVP, you go look at his passing numbers, and then you look at his touchdowns. They don't add up. Like he had 36 passing touchdowns, but like a low number of passing yards, relatively speaking. He had a high touchdown percentage. Mm-hmm. That's what Goff has. Goff has a really high touchdown percentage.
So we got 2 more games without Nico?
One more tonight.
Tonight.
And we can talk about that game and more with John Chill coming up here next.
Next. So this is the last game Nico is going to miss, hopefully. He's progressing nicely.
What we've heard is he's on track to come back as soon as he's off IR, which should be after this Jets game.
Nice. So the Lions game will have him back.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Are you guys okay with Tom Brady's ex-wife having a
– She can have as many
pregnant?
Kids as she wants. What I'm not okay with is making a guest wait.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm okay with. Are you okay with Jim Fiume and Gulf Coast Windows?
I am.
Everybody should be, because Jim Fiume's been doing this for 30 plus years. Jim Fiume has had the best product in the market for 30 plus years. Okay, 36, I believe. Jim Fiume's been around. Jim Fiume gets the Better Business Bureau Pinnacle Award. How about that? He got the Better Business Bureau Pinnacle Award. You know what that means? That means you are the best in service, period. You have the product, you have the installation, you have the customer service that is second to none, okay? That's the Pinnacle Award. You can't get any better. The award for excellence is just fantastic. Jim Fiume's been doing this forever. Jim Fiume knows windows. Jim Fiume knows doors. Jim Fiume is going to make sure that you get the best installation, product, service, period. Okay? If they have to come, if there's anything whatsoever, and you know what? There's not. There's never anything, because they don't leave until those windows install perfectly. You're building a home, get the Gulf Coast windows. Okay? You can get hurricane windows. You can get vinyl, double pane, double glass windows. You can get it all. Performer windows, vinyl. It's fantastic, okay? If you're looking for the best window in the history of windows and the best doors that you're going to find in the market, period, it's all at GulfCoastWindows.com, 713-849-5454, GulfCoastWindows.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.